Paul Carlozzi's job is to clean out foreclosed homes. The city of Philadelphia is focusing on keeping people in theirs. How? From member station WHYY, Alex Schmidt reports.
Back in April, Mark Jackson was in danger of losing his house in North Philadelphia. He had fallen behind on his mortgage payments, and his house was scheduled to be auctioned off.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
But this spring, community organizers and city workers knocked on his door. Today, they're back to see whether he's been able to work with his lender to keep his house.
And then when you guys showed up, y'all really gave me more courage and more hope. Don't want to lose my home, and it really encouraged me to start another process. So it really, you know, really inspired me a lot.
Every owner of a home listed for foreclosure in Philadelphia gets the same kind of visit Mark Jackson got. These visits are the first step in a program the city has developed to deal with foreclosures. The courts here mandate that lenders must meet with troubled borrowers before the foreclosure process goes through to see if they can find a way for homeowners to keep making payments and stay in their homes. Each month, hundreds of borrowers like Mark Jackson eventually make it here to a courtroom in Philadelphia's City Hall. They meet with their lenders and city-appointed representation. But not everybody takes the city up on its offer for a mediation meeting. Judge Annette Rizzo is one of the masterminds behind the plan.
We did anticipate that some of the outreach, though excellent, would reach people who really felt hopeless, that they really were at the end of the run. My hope is that that was a very small percentage, and that those who did have outreach at least had hope to come in and try to see what we can do to either have them retain their home or, as I always say, graceful exit.
It has turned out to be a small percentage. Early numbers suggest that over 70% of people who received outreach were able to resume making mortgage payments. Going forward, Philadelphia's system will apply the same process to all borrowers that receive a foreclosure notification, and that should be good for all city stakeholders, including lenders. University of Pennsylvania professor Dennis Culhane says lenders have often acted against their own interests in the foreclosure process.
A lot of these loan servicers, especially those who are not from the area, may not appreciate that indeed keeping the families who are in these homes, keeping them in them, may be as good a deal as they're going to get if they do go through with the foreclosure.
Culhane says the new system will force lenders to consider that.
Up until now, they've been able to force a foreclosure without actually sitting down and meeting the family, having a chance to hear from the mediator what is the likely market value of this property if it does go to foreclosure.
Not everyone in the program was a victim of predatory lending. Mark Jackson's interest rate was reasonable. Instead, he got injured and lost his job. In August, Jackson showed up for the second of his conciliation conferences with his lender. For $6,400 in lawyer's fees, which he saved up for with two jobs, he was able to work out a payment schedule that the bank believed he could manage.
Although I have been through a lot of processes, but this is one like losing your home, you know, hurts the most because it's something I sacrificed and worked hard for, and it means so much to me. My kids raised up in it, and just to lose it would have been just, I don't know what I would have done. I really don't, and don't know where I was going. But yeah, I'm ready to just sign that and just send them the money.
With the success level the program is having so far, other municipalities are watching. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt in Philadelphia.